In Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Vav Halakha Zayin, Shulchan Aruch talks about the Isur of measuring on Shabbat. That's called Medida. Different reasons why it's asur to take measurements on Shabbat. Either the Rambam learns because you might come to record the measurements, that's Ketivah. Tosfot understands the reason is it's Ovdin Dehol, it's a mundane thing to do during the week or during Shabbat. Examples of measuring which would be Isur, simple. One would not be allowed to stand on a scale on Shabbat to take his weight. Of course, we're not talking about an electric scale, that for sure would be Isur. But even on a manual scale, it would be forbidden on Shabbat to stand on the scale to take the weight. For that matter, it would be forbidden as well to measure one's height. For example, a person has on the scale, like the doctor's office, to have the stick that they pull up, they put on top of his head, which has the measurements, 5 feet, six, whatever it is, to measure one's height, clearly would be forbidden to do on Shabbat. The poskim, however, discuss, Maran says it, that medidah shel mitzvah would be permissible. If the measurement has to do with the mitzvah, it would be permissible. Examples of medidah shel mitzvah. Let's say a person has to eat a shi'ur of kezayit, of bread on Shabbat. And he wants to know if the bread is the shi'ur of a kezayit. So he wants to take out the food scale, and he wants to put the bread on the scale to see if it has the proper shi'ur. Mutar. For that matter, on Pesach, if a person wants to measure the matzah, or the maror, in order that he can eat the right shi'ur, it would be permissible to take a manual food scale, not battery operated obviously, and measure it. It would be permissible, for example, to measure the amount of wine that a person needs to drink for kiddush. Let's say he knows he has to drink it if he eats 3.2 ounces. So he'd be able to get a measuring cup and see if his kiddush cup has the proper shi'ur. Because that's medidah shel mitzvah. The same thing on Leil Pesah. One would be able to measure the shi'ur for the arba kosot. Other cases of medidah that are for the purpose of mitzvah would be, let's say, Mishnah Berurah brings this, let's say milk fell into a mixture of meat, and you need 60 against the milk in order to nullify it so you can eat the food on Shabbat. So it would be permissible to use different apparatus in order to measure if you have 60 against the isur that fell in. So that would be another example of medidah shel mitzvah. Another example would be to measure a mikveh. Let's say you know that the mikveh has to have 40 se'ah to be kosher, and there's a way that you can measure it, you know, to see if it has the proper amount. It would be permissible to measure it on Shabbat. Again, we're talking about you're going to use the mikveh on Shabbat, obviously. You're not stop just measuring it for no purpose. You need to use the mikveh on Shabbat so you'd be able to take the measurements. Other cases where the hachamim were lenient on medidah, and again, the Mishnah Berurah does say medidah is a lenient isur. It's not a strict isur, so there's room to be lenient in cases where there is a need for a sick person, for example. A classic example would be to take somebody's temperature on Shabbat using a manual thermometer. It would be permissible on Shabbat. It would even be permissible to shake the thermometer. They don't have those anymore, the mercury thermometers, where they used to shake the thermometer. The Hakamim say it's permissible, it's not considered fixing the thermometer or being mitaken anything, and you can measure it as such. Of course, to use a electric thermometer on Shabbat would be forbidden. Maybe they have other different ways to put a strip, for example, on the forehead, and it turns a different color. Again, taking temperature to know if a person has fever or not would be permissible on Shabbat. For that matter, it would be permissible if one needs to take blood pressure. So you're measuring the blood pressure. And that's a sorek for a chole and things like that, or they have to need to know it. That would be mutar on Shabbat. Again, a manual blood pressure. The Tzitzli Ezer discusses an interesting case. It's brought down in Shemirat Shabbat Kelcheta in Perek Lamedalid in Pegimal in the footnotes. It's in the Ezer Chenek Yud Aleph Siman Lamedzayin that a lady that's going to fertility treatments and needs to take her temperature every day to know when exactly ovulation is. It seems that at the time of ovulation, the temperature of the body goes up. So to know that when she's fertile, so she's able to take her temperature on Shabbat as well. baby's bottles. If let's say you have a baby and the doctor wants the baby to eat a certain amount of ounces of milk because you know, he needs to get you know, nutrition. In that case, Ben Sion says you can even pour the milk into the baby's bottle and measure it in order to know how much the baby is getting. But if there's no doctor's orders, you could use a baby's bottle that has the measurements, but just don't do it exact. Just pour the milk in it, you know, without having kavanah to actually do a measure. Unless, again, the doctor wants to know how much the baby's eating, then it's permissible to even measure it exactly on Shabbat. Another case would be where a doctor has somebody on a medical diet, where they have to eat certain amount of grams and no more, it would be permissible to measure. But just a regular diet that's not really for, you know, anything health, it would be forbidden to use a food scale on Shabbat because a person is just going on a regular diet. But again, if it's a medical condition where the doctor says you can only eat this amount and so on and so forth, then Achab Ben Sion says it would be permissible. Giving, let's say, medicine, where you have to measure a teaspoon or a tablespoon or things like that, so that would be permissible. That would be also considered a medida shel mitzvah. So again, the basic rule over here is measuring for mundane purposes forbidden, but if it's for sorech mitzvah or if it's for sorech choleh, the hachamim were lenient.